Hey, comedy fans, welcome to a brand new episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I'm your host, my name is Vinny, and joining me today for episode 152, our pal Mike Damber and friends. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing, the makers of Rochester's most delicious beer. Remember, drink responsibly, do good things, and always be kind. And announcing Freshly Brewed Comedy, a brand new kind of open mic brought to you by Comedy at the Carlson, 7 p.m. every Sunday at Boulder Cafe and Lounge, located at 100 South Avenue, Rochester, New York. 20 comics, 3 to 4 minutes each to entertain you. Best part of all, audience members receive a pair of tickets to a future show right here at the Carlson. Let's get brewing and start the show. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I am so excited to be joined in studio by a room full of guests, all people that I love and respect, and Todd Youngman.
Son of a bitch.
It's a great day. We're welcoming back our headliner this weekend. He is literally one of our absolute favorite guests here on the show, Mike Dambra.
I'm here.
Damber's here. This camera's crooked. I'm going to fix it.
I'm awake.
I'm going to fix it.
What's broke? Oh, my camera?
Oh, there we go. There was more of me than you.
I know.
How does that?
It's never good. It's How do we get more Youngman than me?
Yeah,
I know. It's amazing. There's a lot more of you than there is of Youngman. And also joining me, he is going to be the very first host of the Freshly Brewed Comedy Open Mic of Boulder. It is Mark Ippolito.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thanks for having me, Vinny.
The general of Rochester comedy.
You're going back on stage. That's awesome.
Just for a couple.
Come on.
A couple, just to kind of help some of Rochester's new guys get...
Like the old days.
Well, yeah, don't get too excited.
You know, Mike...
Were you guys around when Mark used to go on stage?
Oh, my God.
We're about to be.
No.
We can't wait.
We actually all were on stage together. We did the Roast of Shrek.
I wasn't there.
Oh, all right.
Oh, no, Todd was on a deck in Schenectady.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
Todd Youngman did not make it for the Roast of Shrek. So we're excited, though. We are going to have a new open mic, Mike Damber. We're doing check this out, a satellite mic.
Okay.
Which means it's not going to be here at the Carlson. It's going to be at Boulder Cafe, Cafe and Lounge on the corner of South Avenue. I think it's 100 South Ave. And it's going to be on Sunday nights.
That's
and
good.
Mark, we're going to have rotating MCs. Mark is going to be the first one.
So here's what we're trying to do is there's 150,000 people in Rochester comedy who want to get on our stages and open up for our headliners. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and we want to just kind of run them through a process, make sure that they get a little bit of professionalism before we...
Like a farm club.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're farm club in these kids.
Triple
A. In other words, we believe in you, just not enough to have you in our building yet.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It is fair, actually.
That's quite fair.
Pretty spot on.
That is fair.
I mean, we've had a lot of people go up on stage where we're like, oh, come on.
Where's another place where we could groom these kids?
Right.
Perfect.
You know, it's one of those things where there's only so much stage time that you have to give out.
Right.
And when it's at a premium, you really have to know who's going up there. And not for nothing, there's a lot of people that we like that we want to see do better. We just want to give them the opportunity to, like, grow. And,
that's
like,
awesome.
For us to be able to kind of see what's going on. You know?
When's this start?
Next Sunday, April 24th, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you can make it.
7 o'clock.
There
and,
you go.
Check this out. Watch me put Mark over a barrel. Hey, Mark, is it accurate that everyone who comes just to hang out in the audience and watch the show is going to get a pass good for 2 free tickets to a future show here at Comedy at the Carlson?
Of course. Yeah,
ooh,
we actually
nice.
Have printed passes, too, that we're going to hand out.
Yep.
And, just come on.
We also want
to get, like, we don't want just a room of open micers or people, you know, attempting to do comedy or who are serious. We really want people who are serious about doing comedy, and we want actual audience members so they can get, like, a taste of what it's like to be in front of an audience that's going to be true about the reaction to your comedy rather than, you know, your buddies that see you every Wednesday
and
Tuesday with the same material.
To tell you,
in the back corner.
Hearty, har, har, good one.
I liked hearing that for the 700th
hey,
time.
Hey, check this out. You want to know the best part? Todd knows this. I don't know if Mark and Mike do.
What is it?
I have a regulation that's going to be on this, Mike. There's going to be a rule. We're calling it Freshly Brewed Comedy.
Yeah.
So the rule is going to be we need to see at least 25% new material out of you every time you go on that stage.
Well, what's their set? 3 minutes? Five minutes?
3 to 4 minutes.
3 to 4.
That's a minute worth of jokes. Anybody can do that if you want to be a comic, to write some new jokes for every time you go on stage. There's nothing wrong with that, and it's a good habit to be in, ladies and gentlemen.
Who gave Vinny all the power? What happened, Mark?
Oh.
Take the power from Vinny.
Power.
The hell?
A good rule of thumb is, I mean, if you at least write a minute a week, you get a new hour every year, if you think about it. I mean, so really...
Well,
if
no.
If it works.
More than that, try and get as much as possible. Right?
If the bit works.
If it works. Right. Try it out.
Hate to break everybody's balls, but if you write a minute a week, that's only 52 fucking minutes.
No, that's right. I'm Italian. I round up. Can't you hear the heavy Italian breathing?
See, that's called the Ippolito hour.
Even if you round up, the Ippolito hour. Get off stage early. Pass out those bills.
Circulate the chat.
That's right. Guys, let's go.
So, Mike Dammer, our guest, you're our headliner this week. Welcome back to town.
Thanks, buddy.
I heard you had a blizzard you had to deal with recently.
We just missed it by an hour. There's still two states closed and two provinces closed, so we don't know how we're getting back, but we just missed it.
Now, last time you were here, you were talking about there was a possibility that maybe you were considering a move back to Rochester in the future.
We've been looking for 2 days, yeah, coming back east. We got permission, so.
Officially?
Yeah, we got permission 2 years ago. We came out in February to do some one-nighters and look around, and then I was coming back for Mark in, like, April or whatever it was. We went back, and COVID hit in March, and everything shut down because we rescheduled, what, 3-4 times?
Oh, yeah.
And it was shut down, so we couldn't come back. Because they wouldn't let Gracie across the border with a Canadian passport. They refused.
Or an old creepy guy.
Yeah. Oh, this time the lady put her hand on the gun and said, "Sir, do you understand on the computer every year you cross the border with an underage girl? Do you understand that?" I go, "It's my daughter." I rolled down the window and asked her questions. Your father? What's your mother's name?
What do they expect your response to that to be?
That's what I mean. I don't know if they expect me to start crying and go, "Yup, you're right. I traffic kids." I don't know what they expect.
You give everyone just make them all look like Gracie.
Yeah,
right? Just give them all the same haircut. Put them in the back seat.
Well, the weird part this time was her passport picture. She's little, right? It's like 6 years old. So,
right.
The lady's like, "That's not the same kid," and she asked her questions, but. We have to have stamp papers from a lawyer. I don't know where they think I'm.
If I were you, I'd be like, "Do you know the only people I held hostage are my audiences?"
No, the only people I held hostages were the three bitches that agreed to marry me. Oh. Those are the only.
Have you been married three times?
Yeah.
How did I not know three times?
Huh?
How did I not know you were married three times?
Because you don't pay attention to me, Vinny. That's why.
What?
You see?
Come again, Mike.
What the hell?
Three times, huh?
Yeah. But they were separated many years. Mark was around for 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at Mark. He's like, yeah.
He was. He was.
Some interesting time.
Yup, that's right.
We were just talking. We've known each other for 30 years.
30 years.
Mark, you've been booking Mike for as long as you've been booking comedy. What is it about Mike Dammer that you know pleases audiences so well?
I mean, are you kidding me? He came in last night. I'm not saying that the feature act, the MCU, or the guest spot were bad, but as soon as Mike hits the stage, it was just like a whole new energy. Like, yeah. he goes up there and boom, 5 minutes on stage, he's already killing. In fact, that's me and Jake looked at each other and go, "Is there anybody else that you know within a minute of hitting the stage is automatically killing?"
Yeah.
You know, and that's,
crowd work king.
Yeah, he is. As soon as he gets on stage, he knows exactly what to say and what buttons to push and what material to bring out. And it's never scripted. It's always off the cuff. Yeah.
Now,
it's always amazing.
It's good that you didn't bury the opening acts because Todd,
yeah,
you are one of the opening acts.
Yeah, that was me, the failure he spoke of.
No, they didn't. Yeah. You set the table for the end.
It was a good show, I thought. Beginning to end, everybody did great.
Amazing
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Amazing show. And I didn't mean to, you know, downplay you guys.
I know.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying Dammer brings a whole nother.
While we have you here, Todd, we do want to tell you that we have a scheduled spot for you next Sunday.
Oh. Good.
At Boulder.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Because
yes.
we can't have you here anymore.
Right. 17. This is my last stand.
Todd, I'm going to need to see at least 25% new material.
All right, good.
In the 3 to 4 minutes. Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you this. I love how you and Mike are such good buddies on Facebook and always rib each
other. Oh, I love it. Isn't it the best?
It is. Like, you two silver foxes basically just argue with each other over who's older.
I let him do it. He's 60. You're going to be 60.
I'm older than him.
Yeah.
yeah, the funny
you don't
part.
Say.
And that's the funny part. Right.
For so us, that's the hilarious part.
And people are like, where'd that all start? And I'm like, I have no idea. He just all, well, it's because I started aging in dog years during lockdown.
Yeah.
And then he.
So he grew out the hair and he had the beard. Dude, so I started writing old comments.
The first time I saw him, I thought, who do you think you are? George Carlin from the 70s? Like, just showed up one day with like looking like Kenny Rogers.
Right.
Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And honest to God, you two used to look like twins.
Yep.
You two used to look a lot alike.
Yeah.
You know, you both had the glasses. And sure. Todd's just like, listen, man.
I'm done.
I'm hitting puberty.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit that rebellious
stage.
That's
what it is.
And then I couldn't stop. And then every time he'd make a post, something. And it was automatic.
And you know what's funny? When Jamie Lissow was here last time, he said that one of the funniest things to him, and it's the only reason he goes on Facebook now, is to see if Damber's ripping on me about my age. And that's a compliment to you, right?
Well, used to look like one of those guys that rode the bikes with...
a Mormon.
Yeah, a Mormon. Yeah, with the door-to-door with the red tie.
Right, yeah.
You know, hello?
The pencil pocket.
Hey, everybody.
Seriously. I've got good news.
Can I tell you about... No.
Sometimes I laugh so hard while I'm writing it because I know he's going to kill me.
Oh, I'm not going to kill you. I love it.
I know, but I'm just saying. I know while I'm writing, I'm like, this way.
And people love it. Who always likes the first person to like the comment?
Mark
of Ippolina, course. I follow
with a big, happy
it's
emoji.
It's so hilarious, the two of you bantering. And in fact, if you are watching this right now, go to either Todd or Mike's Facebook page and follow along with these. They're absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, I love it.
Get on it. It's
they're
so
a viral sensation. Come on, kid.
Mark wrote me
on.
One time and said, do me a favor and please never stop commenting on Todd's page.
Please
don't.
We were commenting on you
yesterday
you were on stage.
He sent me a picture of Colonel Sanders and I go, I can't believe they got the ramp for two comics tonight.
Colonel, that's a new one. I haven't heard that one. I've heard Moses. I've heard Kenny Rogers.
I said you look like you were trying out for a Colonel Sanders commercial.
And the picture he sent was you.
I'd love
it
to
was
have
you.
That money.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd be nice.
You'd be a great Colonel Sanders.
That'd be great. I'd love
I'd really
chicken.
Like it if he was Colonel Sanders. We get, you know how much chicken we get?
Oh.
Seriously.
You know, it does make me sad.
Why?
We have to address something today while I have everybody here.
Bob Lonsbury's penis?
Oh.
I said it.
I don't need to address that. Thanks. I believe controversy is a brewing in the halls of iHeartMedia.
There was no way you were getting through this without me saying that.
But that's their problem. We're at the Carlson Cast today, and we lost a good friend of the club and a good friend to all of us, somebody that we all knew and loved, R.I.P. Gilbert.
All right, yeah, I know.
You know, I was really upset this week because, you know, obviously he passed away, and I just started thinking about what he's meant to this show, the times that he's been on it, and just how over-the-top hysterical that man is and was, and just how being around him was, like, just so odd and different. And, Mark, you've been sharing some amazing stories on your Facebook
great.
This week.
Oh, thanks.
Could you tell us about the time? Tell the listeners about some of the times that you booked Gilbert Gottfried and what a different kind of guy he is compared to the other comedians you've booked.
Well, obviously, you know, he was one of the legends that we booked. And, you know, what made him, I think, different is that he actually, like, hung out and he would, you know, he wasn't particularly, like, he was just like another guy hanging out. And he was very, you know, humble about that. Now, obviously, the stories I'm telling you, like, are true. Like, we would literally go to dollar stores, you know, it's where he wanted to go. He wanted to go shopping at thrift stores. And,
yep.
You know, he would pick up random stuff, or we would. It's true that we would stop at hotel lobby desks. Every time he would go through any lobby of any hotel that I ever booked him at, he would always stop at the lobby and ask for new shampoo, toothpaste, razors if they had it, toothbrush, and he would do that every time. Like if we went out to lunch, he would do it on the way out and then on the way back. And
he did it in the Uber once. It was weird.
Dara, his wife, actually posted this morning a link of the funeral. And we put it up on her Facebook page because obviously she wanted to share it. It was in a very small location. But Jeff Ross, Alan's Zweibel, all spoke at it. And if you want to get kind of a picture of who he was, you can listen to some of these stories. His wife speaks, obviously, and it's actually a hilarious funeral because, you know, they tell the true stories and you get to really know Gilbert. And he was one of the best. And I'm going to miss him. You know, when he came, I've probably booked him in Rochester at least 12 times. And every time he came, it was, you know, I was looking forward to my friend coming and actual laughing and actual joking with somebody, not just me catering around some comedian.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll never forget the first time I got a laugh out of Gilbert. It's because he came and he did the show, and I asked him if he would sign my copy of his book that I actually keep here. It usually sits behind me somewhere.
Right.
But his book was titled Rubber Balls and Liquor, in case anybody was wondering. And I go, hey, Gilbert, I got a copy of your book. I'd love it if you'd sign it. He goes, oh, yes, yes, yes. And I go, hey, I just want to let you know, I couldn't find a new copy of it anywhere. I had to order it used. I got this from the Johnson County Library, Shawnee, Michigan, Kansas. And he goes, they took my book out of the library? And he was like, I'm just surprised it was in there to begin with. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And he gave me this great autograph, and I'm going to keep it forever. But he was the first big guest we had on this show, and I loved him to death.
Oh, that's awesome.
Todd knew him. You knew him too, Mark, from back in the day.
Work with him at Hiccups, yeah. And he always used to say, I would ask if I could go in to see him. And like you said, he was just a regular guy. So he'd say, what do you mean, can you come in? As long as you don't mind watching porn, get in here. That's what he would say. And the first time I met him, he had a roll of masking tape. Uh-huh. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, this is the show tonight. And he did 45 minutes with masking tape, putting it on his chin and doing impressions and wrapping it around his. He did 45 minutes with masking tape. This is my show tonight. Okay.
What an odd man.
Yeah.
And R.I.P.
Just a lovely, lovely human being.
And this one hit Mark hard. I mean, like the day we came into the office, like, this one really stings. And we've lost so many. I mean, we've lost four in like
this
a six-month span.
We lost Bob Saget, Louis Anderson, Norm MacDonald is where it all started.
Oh, Betty White. Elena says.
Betty White. Yep. Thank you, Elena.
Thanks. We forgot about Betty, right?
And now we got Gilbert.
Yeah.
Do we want to start a death pool while we're all here, or should we just announce this one?
Mark and I had a choice. I don't know if we want to vocal it.
I mean,
we
kind of figured after we watched the last episode of Curb.
I was going to buy
should
it.
Should we say? What
but,
if he dies?
I was going to buy that square.
He doesn't look like he's got much time.
No.
But he's a great dude. So I hate saying it. Comedians are horrible.
I don't
want to
jinx anybody.
Comedians and people in the comedy business to normal people. Yeah, I know we sound horrible, but this is what comedians do. Yeah.
It is what we do.
Yeah. Can I say I bought the Danbury Square? But you can see Mike Danbury here four more times this weekend with Todd Youngman and our buddy Wheels. David Maxwell is going to be your MC this weekend. So you can come on out for four more shows. Tickets are available now at carlsoncomedy.com.
Right.
Mike, you look so comfortable over there today. This is the least amount you've spoken on the show ever. Tell me something good, Mike.
I have nothing good to say to you, Vinny. You just bought my death square, you fuck.
I was kidding. Todd already had it.
Me? I'm healthier than all three of you.
Yeah,
you
no
bought
shit.
The square. Can I thank you, though? I want to thank you for the gift you got me.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Danvers showed up today, and he brought me this big boogeyman action figure. I want to thank you for this.
This weird
gift. You carried this across the border, did you?
Yeah, I did. Whenever I see a weird wrestling thing, I'm like, Vinny gets a present this time.
Yay. Thank you for that. Now, Mike, I heard you've been doing some charity shows, too, lately. How's that been going for you?
We raise money for kids' schools. We raise money for hockey teams and kids' schools. We went to Montreal. We did 2 days. They dedicated a school room to me.
What?
Yeah. This is the fourth year we
did
it.
What do they teach in
the
school?
This is a private boys.
This is like a trade school?
Private boys school, like Italian boys. The priest sat on one side of the room. The parents were in the middle. The boys were on the other side, so I had to do two nights. So we had a dressing room, and they kept – the kids have to do 40 hours of community service every year, and then they write a report on it.
Wow.
It's super strict old
school stuff.
I graduated
from the Mike Dambler Institute of Technology.
I know, right?
No pickle. It's 2022.
So that's what they said. They said the priest will be there. You got to curb the language. You got to do. I says, okay. So they send the kids back to the dressing room, and the one kid says, Mr. Danbury, what can I get you? And I says, how old are you? He goes, 14. I go, get me a hooker. And he goes, sir, I'm 14. And he rushes out of the room, and he comes back. He goes, seriously, sir, they said you were joking. What can I get you? I go, you're right, I'm joking. Find me some cocaine. Your name's Gianni. You've got to know where it is. So he runs. So I get on stage, and I tell the story. I go, just so you know what I'm doing to the kids back there. You've got these kids working. I'm just trying to have some fun. And one of the priests stands up, and he goes, you. And I go, Father, I'm kind of working. He goes, come here now. And I go, I'm on stage, Father, I can't. And he goes, fine. And here he comes. Yeah. And I go, I just want you all to know I went to Catholic school for 8 years, and this is making me very nervous right now. And he comes to the stage, and he goes, bend down. And I bend down, and he kisses me on the cheek, and he grabs the microphone. He goes, let me know when the hooker gets here. And he walked away.
Oh, wow.
The priest did?
The priest did, and then everybody applauded, and I got to say whatever I wanted to say for 2 more days. So
should we be shocked? Nice. I don't think we should. Wait,
It's 2022.
Depends
it's all
how old
different.
The hooker was.
Right, that's right, age-wise.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got an outdoor classroom. Outdoor classroom, the plaque, and thanks for your service.
Outdoor classroom. You mean they put a plaque in the parking lot, Mike? What is an outdoor classroom?
Outdoor classroom. They've got it's stone benches, and it's where they take kids outside and do different classes now.
The Mike Damber Learning Tree.
4 years of this school. Other schools, too, but this one was my
so
longest
one. Classroom named after you. Yeah. Dedicated.
Yeah.
You're not even dead.
That's no, usually but according to Vinny, it's coming soon. So
I know. If Mark...
Once they start putting your name on buildings, it's
you're
only
done.
A matter
you're
time,
totally
buddy.
Done.
But if he does pass, God forbid, does he get a painting in the bar?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Huh. Well, the back hallway.
Okay, good.
He'll get a stool, a painting.
Have Lorraine start now.
Yeah.
We're going to be devastated when it happens.
We'll probably have to send it back one or two times before you actually die.
I will haunt this place.
You will.
Yeah. I will haunt this place.
What are you talking about? You do now.
That's true. That's true. I do haunt
this
place.
I heard that isn't the first time you've performed in front of clergy.
Hmm. What?
Oh. I've heard that you. I heard that when you were a younger gentleman back in the day.
Here we go. It is horse shit.
Mark, did you know that Mike Dambra performed for His Holiness the Pope?
You know what? I did hear some stories.
Mark does know that
absolutely.
Story.
How did you end up in front of the Supreme Pontiff, Mike Dambra?
We had a choir trip to Poland. We were raising money to go to Poland. And then my buddy and I used to write these dippy love songs like Simon and Garfunkel stuff. And we got...
Come again?
Yeah, it was a Reader's Digest thing, and we got voted in to open for the choir. So we opened every night 10 cities.
So you and your friend singing dopey love songs to each other.
You sang these dopey love songs. Yeah. And we're on an album. Gracie just found the album in the collection down cellar.
Smile in My Pocket?
Yep, it's Smile in My Pocket. That's
what's
what I sang
the,
for the
What's the name of this album, Michael?
Please. Is it at the Record Archive?
No, it is not at the Record Archive.
Is it on Apple Music?
Probably is.
Probably is.
Is it on Apple Music?
No. No. And so the one song that we sang is on there. The rest is all choir music, like church music. But the song that we sang, Eagle and the Dove.
Oh, I love that one.
That's Todd's favorite song.
The sounds like
Eagle
from Righteous
and
Gemstones.
The Dove.
I'm telling you.
Eagle and the Dove.
So... He got
hi-ho, Mike
in between
Dambrio,
us planning and in between us going, he got voted in to be Pope, and one of our concerts was at his church, his last mass before he went to the Vatican.
Wow. Oh, so he wasn't quite the Pope.
No, he was the Pope. He was on his
Which
way.
Which one?
Like president-elect.
I don't know if that counts.
Which
Holy
pope?
Crap. It didn't count to my father because I thought this is it. Finally, because my father didn't approve of what I did. Finally, this is it, because my father went to church every day, and my father goes,
what father would
Italian.
Approve of you singing love songs with your buddy?
He's not Italian.
You sure it was a pope?
Guys, Americans are bamboozled by some of the Catholic ideas that happened. I was just in Rome, two blocks from Vatican City on Ash Wednesday.
As the Romans do.
Listen. Me and my wife go, look, do we go to Mass tomorrow and do the Yabba Dabba Doo on the forehead? Because we're in Rome, right next to the Vatican. Like, everybody's going to be walking around with dirty foreheads tomorrow. Do we do it? And you know what? Wednesday came around, I didn't see anybody.
Not one person with a forehead, right?
So then we're at a restaurant at the Spanish Staircase overlooking Rome and having some wine and some cheese. And a woman overhears us talking about it. She comes over, she goes, They do it at like 9:30 at night. Then they wash it off and go to bed. And I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And here's Americans. And then they said the reason why in America they do it, because of politics, people. Because they show like the president or somebody else putting the yabba-dabba-doo on their forehead as a show.
Yep.
So in the Vatican, in Italy, in Rome, I was just there. They don't do the yabba-dabba-doo. So stop with the yabba-dabba-doo. That's
but what
I
if you got to go before work, Mark? It's not everything's a show.
Well,
I'm just
well, I guess then nobody works in Rome because
that's
I didn't
right.
see one person, not one person in, you know, that's Catholic world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not one person with the yabba-dabba-doo on their forehead. So
right.
keep following your American bamboozleism.
So we got a listener question for you, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Kevin would like to know, Mike, if you thought of a great joke and didn't happen to have a gig that night, would you ever just save it and try it in an open mic? Or are you past doing open mics these days in your career?
No, I still
do you ever
do
just go
mics.
Hit the open mic?
I still do open mics because I need to see who the new kids are. So when I go on tour, if I need an opener, kids got to move up. That's
we could
fun.
Always just call Todd.
Otherwise, no.
He did.
Jesus. I said young kids. Young kids.
Not young men.
I can't call Todd. 9 out of 10 times he can't hear me when he picks up the phone. That's why I text him.
Yeah.
Todd, the most ironic last name.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Time.
Yeah. Todd, old man.
Old woman. That's what I was called in high school.
That's right.
So, yeah. Mike, how's Gracie doing? She's got to be, what, 12 now?
She's 12. She just got her second award from the hospital for donating money, so she's... Which she's in the makeup phase now, right? Junior high. So she gets this award, and they want to do it outside because of COVID, take the pictures.
At the Mike Damber classroom?
Yeah. So she does the ripped jeans and everything and is outside doing this photo op, but it's 50 below. And you could just see the kid turning blue, and she didn't want to go in. No, I don't want to go inside. I go, I think we're done here. And the lady's like, no, a couple more photos. Just hold the big check.
50 below.
Yeah. Oof. 50 below.
Move back.
So Gracie's getting a little bit older. She's becoming a little young lady. How's Mike Damber handling that?
Mike Damber has already threatened a child off school grounds and was called by the principal.
One more time?
Yep.
What'd you do?
Threatened a kid off school grounds.
Oh, my gosh.
So, okay. Someone else's kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was leaning by. He was leaning. All right. First off, he was picking on a black kid calling him the N-word, and the kid snapped and punched him. The black kid got suspended. Then he was picking on a trans kid. The trans kid got so upset, the trans kid asked to be homeschooled and left school. His next victim was Grace, where he'd go into art class, and he'd lean behind her and go, what are you going to do, bitch, if I get you, if I follow you? And he did it a number of times and was
How
just...
How old is this kid?
12, 13, wow. And just told, all right, that's enough, that's all. He would never got in trouble. Well, she never told me.
That's enough threatening for today, Isaac.
Yeah, so what? We pull up, and she goes to get out of the car, and she starts crying, and she says under her breath, there he is. And I go, there who is? And then she finally tells me. So I call the school, and they blow it off with that. Well, you got to give kids a chance in these days, and you got to. I go, do I? I go, okay, here's what I'm going to tell you.
When did we start giving kids a chance these days? I thought everything these days
no,
was zero tolerance.
No, you can't. Right, exactly. You not in Canada. So I said, I'm going to have you Google my name and see what I do, because if you don't take care of this, I'm going to put the school's name on every stage in two countries. So he goes, okay, Mr. Damber, whatever. So I went early and waited for this kid to come out. I stood off the school grounds. I go, you want to call me a bitch? And he goes, excuse me, you can't do anything to me. I go, I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to follow you home, and I'm going to take this up with your old man. And then the next morning, I got the phone call from the principal, and he goes, he'll be homeschooled for the next 30 days. We've punished him. I go, all right. We're done with this, picking on girls.
So it took you to threaten the kid for the school to do anything?
Yep.
That's pretty bad.
Well, now there's
actually.
That no child left behind. You guys have that here? You can't flunk a kid?
Oh, I did not know that.
I don't know about that.
Canada, you can't flunk
Gosh,
a kid.
I wish they had no child left behind.
I know, right? School. Right?
Yeah.
There's no child left behind, so you can't flunk a kid. You can recommend that a child stays back on the report card, but you can't flunk a kid.
Okay. Isn't being held back failing?
Yeah, so if you have failing grades, it'll say on the report card at the end, we do not recommend that Jimmy goes to grade 7. But that doesn't mean anything. The parents have to jump in and go, all right, we agree with the recommendation.
So does that mean at 12th grade they say, we don't recommend that Jimmy graduate, but the parent can say, no, he's going to graduate.
And he gets his diploma.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Man,
That is a rule.
Huh. I feel like that might be foolhardy for a lot of reasons, but not my call. USA. In USA, we fail like the old, like with the best.
Do you guys
of
still
them.
Fail kids here?
No.
See?
No. So I guess we do it.
See?
Oh, no kid left behind.
As a failure, I have to say this is ridiculous.
Barely got out.
Participation trophy.
That's
grades.
What it sounds like. Yeah. With a diploma.
That's all it is.
Wow.
So that's pretty wild.
So a straight A kid isn't just cream of the crop now in a class. A straight A kid shoots, you know what I mean? Like
ladies
every opportunity.
I am now a PhD because I say so.
That's right.
I identify that.
Straight A
and
kid.
I'm a doctor.
Every opportunity because the other kids don't care. They don't care.
Dr. Mark Ippolito.
Yeah, Dr. Ippolito. I'm going to have to tell Suresh that Suresh, me and you are both now doctors. Yeah.
Equal.
You just went the hard road.
Yep.
And I took the, you know, the...
I took the No Child Left Behind road.
could you imagine a test that Mark Ippolito would have taken when he was in high school if there was No Child Left Behind when he was there? Every answer would have been yabba-dabba-doo,
scooby-dooby-doo.
Light up, Francis.
If the train leaves the station at 3:50, well, that's actually 4 o'clock.
I round up.
Yeah, that would have been a problem. So there are 4 more shows this weekend with Wheels, Todd Youngman, Mike Dambra, right here at Comedy the Carlson. We hope you can make it for some of those. Mark,
yes, sir.
Is going to be... Are you nervous about getting back on stage for this open mic?
Not really. I mean, I'm just going to pretty much say what we're doing and then start introducing people. If you're expecting me to be funny, don't. I'm expecting you to be funny. That's what this whole thing is. So I'm just going to host it, you know, explain kind of what we just explained. You know, the idea is we want you guys to grow. We want you guys to be writing great material. And the idea is to be writing new material and getting better. And then we can put you on our stage because, you know, a lot of people have been bombing lately. So.
He's talking about you, Vinny.
I was there.
I have your square on the bombing at the Carlson pool.
This is our way of supporting. You know, we want to make sure
it's
that people
not.
Grow
yeah, we're, Mark.
Yeah, I'm being nice.
Yeah, Mark's just teasing you guys. So
just kidding.
It's gonna be a fun show for that. And like I said, there's gonna be 4 more fun shows here this weekend. Todd Youngman, you're also doing a show this week.
I am
for Pluta Cancer. Todd,
on April 20th, 4:20. We're doing it on April 20th, Wednesday night. Myself and Sarah Shipley, and all the proceeds go to the Pluta Cancer Foundation. And Mark and I we had the pleasure of going over to the Pluta campus, and we had a tour by Annie Murphy and. The place is so cool.
Yeah,
it's really amazing what they've done. And they need more money, more funds to, you know, do the upkeep of the place, as well as what they do is like people who, you know, you have cancer, you have to have treatments, you have to quit your job. They help you if you can't make your car payments. They help, you know, if you need money for mortgage payments, you know, they help you along. And that's what the foundation does.
That's amazing.
It's a really cool thing.
Sarah's doing a guest spot tonight, late show.
Right.
She did one last night, too.
Who's on the early show?
Dan Viola.
Oh, so people are just getting handed out guest spots this weekend.
Yes,
I sit here guest spotless.
Yes.
Okay.
You know why? Headliner got to pick this week. That's why you're home.
That makes sense.
Bastard.
It's a great show, great lineup. You know, tonight we have a lot of tickets sold, so get your tickets quickly.
Yeah, and definitely don't sleep on that Pluta show. Sarah's going to do a good job with Todd, and there's a pretty good chance that they're going to name an outdoor chemotherapy room.
After me?
After Todd.
Hopefully.
Yes. After Todd.
Yeah.
The Youngman outdoor chemo.
Sure, if I don't die, you guys are gonna feel awful. Maybe
if it happens.
Yeah, and who? You know who's hosting that Pluta event? Not you, but Doug Emblidge.
Ah,
TV's Doug Emblidge
from the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
That's when I was in high school, I did plays with Doug Emblidge.
What year was that?
1892. Pippin together.
No, we were not in Pippin together. Doug Emblidge was Billy Bigelow in Carousel.
Mike was in Pippin.
I was in Pippin.
Yes, you were in Pippin. You were also in. Barnum.
Yeah. You know what? The guy that told me in school in front of 50 people, stick with comedy because you're too ugly to ever play a romantic lead, showed up last night. First time in 40 years, my drama teacher from high school to surprise me.
Really?
Yep.
What, did you surprise him?
I said, well, this is going to be something different for you, Bob. This is going to be a different experience for you, Bob. And he said afterwards, he goes, I think your talent is amazing, but that language is not for me. That's what he said.
Did he?
Yeah. That's wonderful, though.
Did he really tell you you're ugly in high school?
In front of the whole, like,
wow.
Everybody that was auditioning, he had his arm around his chosen one, and he told me, stick with comedy, because I always got the comedy roles, because you're too ugly to be a romantic lead. It's not going to happen.
Well, the man has a point. Why are we all being mean to him?
Oh, my God, Vinny, I hate you. Fuck. Give me my present back. I want my present back.
I got this great Mike Dambra doll.
Last time I brought you a Hacksaw Jim Duggan signed card or whatever the heck
right
I brought
here.
You. Wow. I know. I always bring you good presents, and you're nasty and mean.
I love you. You know, I met your buddy Hacksaw Jim Duggan last summer for the very first time in my life.
Did you meet his wife?
Yep.
Yeah. How'd that go, Vinny?
He signed a 2x4 for me.
That's awesome. He's the nicest man in the world.
He has the biggest hands I've ever seen on a human being.
Yeah. Nicest man in the world.
Yeah. So,
and Debbie's there too.
And Debbie is there too.
Yep.
So I'm at a barbecue last year in Market Bolito.
Okay.
And some people that are friends with my wife from her job, and somebody walked up and says, are you Jessica's husband, the comedian? And I said, oh, yes, I am. And she goes, do you know Mike Dambra?
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, do I, ma'am? Oh, do I? And she goes, I remember when he was a young boy, he was in Pippin with my daughter.
Yes.
And he lit up the stage.
See?
That young man.
What role did you play?
What role were you?
Backstage. I just turned on the light.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's he how I lit up the stage.
Perfectly.
That's how I lit up the room. I was the leading player. I was Ben Vereen's role.
What?
I know.
Oh my God.
Boy,
I know that. I know that album by heart. I do.
I you know Pippin
and I'm
by
straight.
Heart.
Yes.
Yes, he's old and gay. Where are you on Todd Young?
Everything has its season.
It. Right.
Everything has its time.
See?
Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme.
Yeah, those aren't really the notes, but those are the words.
Huh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I mean, I don't want
Carlson
you to.
Carlson production of Pippin.
Oh, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's
with
do
all
Pippin.
Of us old, with all of us old geezers, you know.
Yeah, Wheels could play the grandmother role. Then he doesn't have to get up.
Right. Yeah.
I cannot perfect. Think of a worse idea. I can honestly not think of anything.
That's why you're not on the show, Vinny. Yeah. That's why
you're not
on the
team
show. I'm not on any shows.
You're not a team player at all.
Guess what show I am on? I'm on the Carlson cast.
That's right.
Yep. I got to tell you, folks, this has been a great episode. Mike Dambra, I love you. I really, truly do. You are my favorite person.
Oh, my God. He's such a liar.
Todd's here.
Todd is here.
With Mike for four more shows. I'm just kidding. I love Todd, too. And Mark, of course, the man who makes it happen here. So much that we talked about today. What did we talk about? We talked about the new open mic.
Yeah.
We talked about the show for Pluto. We talked about the four shows that Mike Dambra is doing here this weekend here at the Carlson that you get your tickets for right now at CarlsonCounty.com. And I think this train just pulled into the station, folks. We're going to be back next week with Faze on Love, and we hope that you'll join us for that. And until then, act right, Rochester. We'll see you at the show. Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at CarlsonCast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit CarlsonCast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review.